there's a Ramchal in Das Tunis that says it's huge Yisrael. It's based on a pasuk in Malachi. Malachi is the last Navi in Trey Asar. There's a Navi Trey Asar. And the last Navi of Trey Asar is Malachi. Malachi was talking to the Dor Lefnei Mashiach. Because that's kilu the yichud of the Navi Malachi, that his nevuah was for our Dor that we're in now. And Malachi says that the Dor is going to say, Shav Avoy Perek. There's going to be this feeling inside, deep inside the door, Shav Avoy Perek. It doesn't make a difference if I learn. It doesn't make a difference if I come to say that, if I don't come to say that. It's not such a big difference. It doesn't make such a big difference. It doesn't make a difference if I daven. It doesn't make a difference if I daven in the shul, or if I daven in the hallway. When I'm davening in the hallway, I'm looking about everyone in the hallway who's walking by, walking in front of me, not with a hat and a jacket. These things don't make a big difference, right? We all know that. Shav avoid elikim. The kilub, hidurim, the nuances, and sometimes even furisha halachas, there's going to be sort of be a feeling of shav avoid elikim. Very deep, but very hidden and very subtle. The Dor is not going to understand what he means. Wait, I hold Shav Avoyde Lekim? What do you mean? Let's start a kumzitz on Torah. I'll sing, I'll dance, I'll come to Adire at Torah, I'll jump with everyone, I'll sing with everyone. I really believe in Kavod Torah, I'm all for it. What are you saying, Shav Avoyde Lekim? About we live in a door where everyone like sort of fools themselves, like b'ikaron I'm mechaved Torah, but in my day-to-day life, the way I'm living it, am I really mechaved or not? That's going to be the nesayin in the door before Mashiach. That's step number one. That's not even Das Tunis. That's nothing. The Das Tunis says something else. In the door before Mashiach, the left is going to be miskaber. The left is going to have tremendous hatzlacha. They're going to be tremendously rich. They're going to be tremendously influential. And it's going to look like Rishayim get away with everything. Why is Hashem going to make that? Because that is miskaber the nesayin of Shav Avoyd Alekim. Because you see these mushchasim, mamish mushchasim, they do everything for shaykha, they're getting paid off, they do all that, and they're saying things that are terrible, and doing things that are terrible, and they're getting away with it, they're doing it. No one's, everyone's with them, kill the press, and everything is up. Hashem wants to see, even in a matzit, where you're gonna have such a big nesayin, where you have the strength to raise above it. Not to raise above it and say, who I think the left are terrible. They're so terrible. The anti-Semitism is oyvei. That they're doing terrible aveiros. Oyvei. That's not what Hashem wants you to do. To be a kanoi and scream, give out. No. Hashem wants to see if you're going to come to Seder early. Hashem wants to see if you're going to work very hard to learn the whole time in Seder. If Torah, Avoida, and Midas Tavis is going to be important to you in a door where it's not important. That's an Nisayim before Mashiach comes. And the Chavetz Chaim says, because the Schar Lasid Lavoi is for realness. And Hashem wants to see who's real or not. When the Matzev is Kodeach, everyone's excited, everyone's learning, everyone's brenning. I said, of course, it sort of goes with the flow. You flow with it too. But when the matzah gets weaker and schwacher and people are coming less and less on time, it's much harder. The ikar schar le'olam haba is when a person is oimed u'miskaber b'chozik in these matzah. As number one, what's going to help us be mechazik together in these matzah is we all have a yetzah. And everyone, as soon as after Shavuos happens, there's a matzav of Rifyon. a person has to be oymed u'meschazik. The rishayim vayoyme esa b'liboy. They're gone. He talks to you, the pashit gone. Literally, they're gone. Yeah. Even when they're in yeshiva, but they're not really into it. They're not really intensely involved. They're just doing it to be yetzazayim, but they're not really ligging and learning. And then there are people that are really into it. It really means something to them. And that's the ikeschar la'osid lavoi. But there's an angle over here that's not only schar. People don't realize there's something called chilul Hashem. When we were younger, growing up in America, we were told chilul Hashem is when you deal with the goyim outside, be nice to them. And all the Americans are super nice to all the goyim. Yeah. They'll be sweet, please, thank you, how are you, sir, today? Yeah. To their roommates, mushchasim. Yeah. One guy said in his tira, as soon as he walks in, the guy tells him, you're bald. Mushchasim. That's what you say to your roommate when you see him. Yeah. Oh, but to the goyim, hi, please, thank you, sir, so much. Yeah. Because we were brought up, that's Kiddush Hashem, that's Chilul Hashem, right? But Yidden, it's okay, we could stand on them, trump them, knock them down, a koto, haridim, We don't realize there's another angle of Chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem is the most chomerdika avera that there is. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Peivav says, Chilul Hashem, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur is not Mechaper, Tshuva is not Mechaper, until Yom HaMisa. It's such a Chomer Dika Chet, you can't get it all. The Rebbeinu Yoina says, the Chatoyim She'en Lam Chelik Olam Haba, is because they border on Chilul Hashem. Because we were created in the word to be Mechaber Hashem. What is Chilul Hashem? Chilul Hashem is when Bachurim start coming at 10:15, 10:30, 10:45 to Seder. It's a Chilul Hashem she'ein kodigmasa. You're causing other people to have a rifya. You don't show up tonight Seder. It's a Chilul Hashem. It's very chomer. If it happens once in a while, it's okay. But when it starts coming b'kfiyas, that people come very, very late, it's serious. It's a Chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem affects a person. It does. It's not only a chet chomer that Hashem's going to bring you to din on. It does something to a person. It affects the person. It kills his cheshik for limud, his cheshik for ruchnis. Like all averus, the metam temes liboy shel adam. As if a person doesn't catch himself, he could not realize what he's walking into. It's very important for every person to be mischazik. He doesn't want to be that mechal Hashem. It's very important. We have to have values in life. We have to realize what's real in life. Okay, stop saying, I'm a tzaddik. Okay, I'm having a rifyin and it's okay. Everyone understands I'm having a rifyin. I'm gonna be mischazik and then you're not mischazik. Handle it maturely. You really have to live in life and function. In the door before Mashiach, Hashem wants to see, could you on your own do it? Are you going to make the right decision in life? That's everyone's nisayon. And everyone has a yetzahara. You know, people say, what's the reason why? Some of you say, the olam doesn't feel connected, the olam doesn't feel this, the lunchroom is not good. Come on. The reason is one reason, and we all know the reason. We all have a Yetzirah that does a really good job. He's extremely talented, and he's controlling us and pulling the cords, and he's doing a great job, and we're falling for it, and we're letting him take over. Poshit. We know the truth. He comes with Lomdish and his Chayis. Yeah. In the middle of Seder, people aren't Lomdish, but for excuses, they're very Lomdish. Yeah. Some of them are L'shem Shamayim, it's going to help my learning later on. Some of them are B'chul. Yeah. Some of them are not. It's just like, it's okay. And some of them, they just push it, you talk to them, they don't realize. You say, you know, come earlier. Earlier? I'm there. You're there? I looked at your seat, you're not there. I'm really there. You didn't realize, I'm there. Come on. You guys are big boys. I want to talk to you, I don't want to scream. I'm not screaming, I'm not raising my voice. Not threatening, I'm throwing out yet. I'm trying the first way of doing it because I really respect everyone and I really think that there's a good oilam. Now, first of all, I have to be super careful. There's a group of bachurim that are steiging nifladik. I'm not saying there aren't. And the ones that are berifian, I'm not saying they're not good bachurim also. It's so not matim. You just have to catch yourselves, that's all. I'm just saying, it's not as simple as you think. It's really everyone that doesn't come in such a matzev, it makes a matzev for everyone, because you're destroying it for yourself and for everyone around you. It's a time to chop yourself and really, really focus in on trying to make a chizik. And who is it important for you? For the most important it is for you. When you hear like Agmas Nefesh coming out, the Agmas Nefesh I have is Pasha watching such good Bachrim that in the yeshivas in America, they mamish function so well. And they're coming here, Pasha, there's no reason for it. They're just sliding, Vayomer Belibam, they're just not pushing. You could talk and talk, but if it doesn't come from Bifnim, it's not gonna happen. As we try to be ma'ir, to show the importance of it, especially if it breaches on Chil Hashem, you have to be triple careful. As Lez Hashem, let's be mischazik. We have a new sugya coming up, a total new inyan coming up. Let's catch ourselves, rise up to who we really are. Lez Hashem, let's all knock together and grow together.